You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Watching You by Rodney Atkins. 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day. Tonight at the Icebox at 7 o'clock. Rodney
Bill,
Atkins.
Take it away.
The concert tonight, that's set up. I'm sure somehow Bombeck was in charge of this too, getting this thing set up at the Icebox. Oh,
no doubt about
I'm not a producer.
You know, that, but that is incredible. Lincoln, we're embracing some things here. So that part I'm going to give, I want to give it a high score just because he's here in town. The song would not be one that would resonate with me much.
He could be listening right now, Bill. Yeah,
but morning, that, Rodney
himself.
Good morning, Rodney.
He's my builder breaker.
He would be a song that I wouldn't turn off. It'd be kind of a little bit of backgroundish type music, but a good song. But I like it. I mean, it's not walk up, I guess. So I'm going to go with a 701.
Oh God, perfect.
701.
Perfect. I was going to say 7. It's a nice ditty.
Yeah.
It's a nice ditty.
I guess Rudy's score?
Yes.
Rudy's going to like that. He's going to be a 6.9.
9.3 for
Whoa.
Rudy. And
the Texas Casanova.
That's right. That's what he is. I don't know if you were watching on the video stream again. The song was muted, but if you watch Derek Bombeck to my left, to Sip's right and Bill's right, A Visit Lincoln.
Did he sing?
He sang every single
word?
Lyric of that song.
Oh, wow.
This has to be a high score for you, Terry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, it's a good song. It's a great song. Like you said, I love the song. It started hitting more to me when I had twin boys, and then everything resonates, like the lyrics that they're playing and, like, you know, how the kids are watching you, how are we going to treat mom, you know, what are we doing at night and everything like that. So, yeah, I love it. I'll go 9.4. Like I said,
4 from Bombay.
First time you played, nice, like, you know, country in a while. So
it has been a while.
It's just
for
a combination
you
of everything. It's just the,
well, Jake,
the perfect
also
storm
has taken some heat that he always caters to your.
No.
He's taking heat that
year
that he caters
one through
to you.
4, maybe.
I did the
year
first couple
5
years
through 10 or wherever we're at now.
Yeah.
Not at all.
We haven't catered
year
much to Bombay.
Year 1 through 4, you think he catered?
I think he did. Yeah, he constantly played in some good R&B, some good
country.
Yeah. But not, I mean, gosh, we've been doing this a long time now, so.
What would you think of Knock 3 Times by Tony Orlando and Dawn?
You had to go there.
I listened to it last here. Night.
You had to go there?
I listened to it. That's where all our demise will be.
We're going there today?
When things go south between us,
we're
be
going
that,
there today.
That's the divider.
I like that one. Yeah.
It's a great song. Steve hates it.
I can't stand it, and I hated it when I was 8.
Yeah. I listened to the whole thing again last night.
Oh.
Sorry. Twice on the pipe.
Twice on the pipe.
Oh, God.
If the answer
I was
is
saying,
no.
Oh, God, you got to be
so
kidding
good
me.
See, he loves it.
Bobby
Tony Orlando
yeah
and Dawn.
We should move on.
Well, again, Song of the Day, Watching You by Rodney Atkins from 06. Derek Bombeck with us, the director of sports for Visit Lincoln. Now, before we get to your rundown here, a couple things.
Oh, boy.
You know,
yeah, gosh.
We decided to show the gun.
You know, once
it's
a year,
the gun show today.
Once a year, a guy comes in without sleeves, and we
the
have
first,
to make it.
The first sun's out,
you
guns
know
out.
We do.
I look out. I just come out from doing my band workout, and I look, and Bombay's getting out of his
what
truck.
What the hell are you doing?
And I go, Bombay is wearing, he's sleeveless. Bombay is sleeveless.
Bill alerted us. He's like, look outside.
I go, what do you guys see? What walks in the door in about 10 seconds?
A lot of skin.
Yeah,
let's not.
I mean,
of the other shirts I've worn in the past were a little.
This is not a lot of skin.
This is.
What are you talking about?
What if all of us right now were
it's
all
the everything?
What if the whole stool is sleeveless?
Maybe there? We ought to do that.
I mean,
okay.
So anyway,
after that band workout, the pipes were busting a little bit. I bet so.
So
they're busting. A
they're
little
they're
bit
rusted. Is what
they're
they are
rusted.
Yeah. rusted bikes. anyway,
that's funny.
Yeah, so anyway, the voice of Lincoln is has no
trying to show us up here at the gun show.
No,
it's fine.
Sleeves on.
Also, Derek, again, last Tuesday at the U.S. Open,
yes.
Women's Open Pro-Am, was just on fire. I think you were like a 240 in one of those games, did you not?
Yeah, 238.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. Was, not 240, just two pins off.
Yeah.
We don't lie at the stool here.
Okay? I couldn't get a 238 in two games.
You were over 200 twice.
Yeah.
Derek got better every game.
Was Jake the only one throwing a straight ball?
No, county commissioners, they were throwing some straight balls too, and okay. Jake took them all out.
What was the compliment that whatever Chad said regarding my role?
You threw the best straight ball he's ever seen in his life. And Chad's a bowler.
Now, was that a shot or is it a compliment?
Oh, no, it was a compliment. Yeah. Like, even like while you're up there, it's like, I've never seen a guy throw so accurate every single time with a straight ball.
I hadn't bowled in 3 years.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
Jake's very athletic.
And Jake laid awake that night wondering if that was a compliment.
Yeah, he did.
He laid awake.
He told us the next day, I was laying in bed.
It kept him up.
One
thing I learned is there was some real bowlers there.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because like I said, I averaged over a 200, and I got, I don't know, 60th out of, you know, 75 people.
Really?
You know,
I mean, that was close to last then.
Yeah. Yeah, you were bottom six.
Yeah.
Proud. I had a 170-something.
Yeah, so actually, I can pull it up right here.
Oh, please don't.
John Lucido, he posted it on social media. So
he did? It's out there. My scores are out there.
Oh, it's all out there. Yep.
It's out there.
John Lucido, did he bowl?
No. He was a busy man.
He'd put us all to shame
that night,
if he
that
did.
Week. Yeah.
Well, it was a fun event.
Great
and
event,
speaking,
yeah.
Let's get to it. The U.S. Women's Open recap. It did wrap up on Sunday. Is that correct?
Yeah, Tuesday. Tuesday wrapped up. It was on CBS Sports. I hope everybody was able to. Everybody was able to watch it live. Big C got some incredible FaceTime on the camera.
He did.
There was a clinic put on in the championship finals by Niue Kim of Singapore. So she was the 5 seed coming into it. So she had to go against the 4 seed, knocked her out, 3 seed, 2 seed, 1 seed. And the designer of these oil patterns said that 180 would be in contention to win this U.S. Open.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And every competitor that she faced bowled between like a 174 and a 188. She bowled like, I think her lowest score was like a 237, and then she culminated at the end with a 290. She threw a spare on the first frame and then 11 straight strikes to finish it out. It was an incredible performance. It was a great production put on by John Lucido and his staff. They're already talking about the U.S. Open back in Lincoln in future years. So a great testament to Lincoln, everybody who came out for that. And one thing I know during the finals match, they had everybody staged in like the restaurant bar area. So Big C and I came through and all of a sudden there's people like, hey, there's the director of sports of Visit Lincoln. And somebody goes, is that Big C too? So shout out to all the bowling breakers. Listeners out there, all breakers. The breakers. Yep.
Thank you. Breakers.
Colin loves the shout out. So
C's
yeah,
famous.
He's a celebrity.
Well, and
every time I come home and tell my wife about it, whether we're at a basketball tournament or something like that, she's like, apparently, I need to start listening more or going out with you guys more.
Build a breaker.
Your
wife.
Big C's promo is picking Colorado on these airwaves.
That was the best thing. Colorado. I'll take Colorado. Are you sure? Well, hold on now.
Yeah, you asked.
See, are you sure about that? Yes. Colorado. Yes.
He goes, yes. They did not win that
Jake
game.
Jake did it. Yes.
So, wonderful event. Well done, John Lazito and company for another wonderful U.S. Open. Next up. Derek, the Sunset Paddle.
Yeah, there's a lot to do in Lincoln, so get out, enjoy everything that Lincoln has to offer. So the Lincoln Paddle Company on Friday tonight, June 20th at Holmes Lake, is going to do a sunset paddle. You can enjoy a kayak or paddleboard around Holmes Lake. They're going to go out about 7:30, come back into shore around 9. You can hang out with a bunch of friends and hang out and have a great time. You have to book online to be a part of this, but if you can't make tonight, the Lincoln Paddle Company has events all throughout the year, whether you want to do a sunrise paddle. There's pup and paddles. You can take your dog. You can take Sugar out on a paddleboard, Bill. and see who falls
off
first.
That wouldn't go well. I'm just telling you right now. That would not go. That'd be a hard one.
Everyone's falling off.
But yeah, there's a lot of great opportunities with them, so check out the Lincoln Paddle Company Facebook page for all their summertime events.
You might see people intentionally fall into the water at 100 degrees tonight.
You know?
Fell off the paddleboard again. Back in the water.
Yep. So.
Lincoln Paddle Company Facebook page for Sunset Paddle. Next up, Derek, Trail Trek 2025.
Good trek.
Yes, another great event. So grab your bikes for the annual Trail Trek that's going to take place this Sunday, June 22nd. Mm-hmm. Whether you are a seasoned cyclist or just a weekend wanderer, this is a perfect opportunity for you. They have tons of routes with many different distances that you can check out. Registration is now open, so go to GPTN, and that stands for the Great Plains Trail Network.org to sign up for this year's event. This is a great way to support. I mean, Lincoln has one of the best trail systems in the entire nation. We have over 183 miles of sweet trails that you can experience in Lincoln. So this is a great event to help support those and make sure they stay maintained and support the Great Plains Trail Network.
GPTN.org for the Trail Trek. Last one. You guys, this one's caught my attention. The title is Brews at the Zoo.
This sounds incredible.
Fan favorite for Jake and the rest of the listeners.
I will be attending.
It is time for all the 21-year-old individuals and over to enjoy a night of live music, local bands, and as well as find out some animal ambassadors with craft beer from local breweries. Craft beer, yep. The summertime lineup has been set for Brews at the Zoo, so the first one's going to happen June 28th. There's five other opportunities throughout the summer, so if you can't make next weekend's event, check out LincolnZoo.org for all the opportunities. But you know, your tickets get you free drink tickets, I think some food opportunities, as well as the live music, and then obviously the cool animal ambassadors they're going to have walking around to check out. So
Sip has seen me talk to his chickens before. I have openly talked to animals at the past with the Brews at the Zoo.
He does.
I had some libations and I started talking to him.
Yeah, he wasn't putting on a show of any kind. He was also just over talking to the chicken.
We could real quick, Jake, give us how would a chick sound?
It's incredible. He makes the best chick sound I've ever
never heard, and he can do it on command.
Go try again.
You know, they have these like turkey call competitions. Maybe we do chick call competitions.
Jake. Number nine, Sorensen, Jake.
I did. I won a yodeling contest one time.
Get
yodeling.
Out.
Whoa.
He did.
This is brand new.
Is this
news
breaking
to me.
News?
This is probably about,
just broke it.
Probably about 9 years ago. Yeah. 9 or 10 years.
Where was this at?
This was at the Piedmont Oktoberfest, which is in the Piedmont Shopping District. In September, at one point for Oktoberfest over there.
So my question is, did you go there for the yodeling contest?
No, I went there for the beers, of course, and some pretzels. They said it was a yodeling contest.
And natural ability just took over.
Yes. Can you yodel?
No, I'm not going to yodel right now.
But is there a chance maybe the next time Bombi's here, we give you a 2-week notice?
Can I give you a couple beers in the morning?
That might happen.
Could we yodel in 2 weeks, maybe, Jake?
I'll give you guys what happened. Is that at that point, one of the shows in the ticket was doing the yodeler of. It's from the Price is Right, and so I copied that from my yodeling. I didn't even know how to yodel besides that thing.
He did the yodeler.
Yodeler from Price is Right, that's what I was doing to win the yodeling.
This is one of the
contest.
Best stories I've heard.
I won a yodeling contest.
It was stunning.
Yeah, stunning.
It was.
Jake won a yodeling. Imagine me coming in, won a yodeling contest last night in Piedmont.
Is anybody there for that? Any breakers there at that time? I won the yodeling contest.
Yes. Is any breakers right now not have text in if you don't have sleeves on? So we know kind of what the lay of the land.
Sleeves or no sleeves?
Those garage worker outers that you know called in this morning or texted in. They don't have sleeves.
Sleeves or no sleeves next time.
That'll be our.
I like it,
Bobby. Always great stuff.
Roll call.
I'm sure you have no sleeves on next time.
Love hanging out with you guys. Yes.
That's Derek Bobbick, Lincoln Director of Sports. Visit Lincoln. Hour two is next. An early break in the ticket.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.